state of being, where the universe never ever does that. The universe is always making arrangements for you. In other words, you are always being chosen, but you must be in the vibration that allows it to come, you see. And so the trick in your words, or the key, is to find a way to keep yourself feeling happy even in the absence of it. That really is the key. And you just do that a little bit at a time by talking about how if this could have happened, then this could have happened. It really is all about attitude. It's about mood. It's about emotion. It's about feeling your way. So when you say, what do I do in that time between wanting it and getting it? Before I can see it, those were very good words. And we say, forget about seeing it and begin thinking about feeling it. And many would say, well, I can't feel it. I've been doubtful for so long, it's hard for me to all of a sudden begin to be expectant. And we say, we're not asking you to move your energy or your emotion from doubtful to expectant. We're asking you to move it from doubtful to a little less doubtful, and then to a little less doubtful, and then to a little less doubtful. And in time, you're not doubtful. You're actually anticipating. And you say, well, I'm anticipating, but I can't see it. And we say, 99.99999% of every creation has been completed vibrationally before you see any evidence of it. So when you get used to paying attention to the way you feel and you hold yourself consistently in an attitude of positive expectation, all kinds of things that you've wanted for a very long time that seem to have been not coming in begin to come in. In fact, it's a very common thing for students of deliberate creation to say to us, you know, I just did a little bit of changing the way I feel, and this happened, and this happened, and this happened, and this happened. And then they say, and now I've gone a while, and not much more is coming in. And we say, you have to hold yourself in a place of continuing to expect. You can't get sloppy about it, you see.
And what happens if you, for example, you say, this is my intention, and then what I do is this. I did all the work. I leave it there. And then I say, okay, maybe I don't need to touch it. I'm going to start paying my attention to other things.
Yes.
So I start thinking about the cruise more, about you. You know, coming here, even though I was not getting the results.
Well, it is not necessary. Once you identify that you want something, you don't have to continue to give it attention. That's like you tell your children to take out the garbage and they don't, so you tell them again and again and again and again and again. And people sort of translate that sort of behavior to deliberate creation. They think, well, as long as it's not here, I should keep asking. But what you have to pay attention to is at some point that asking usually turns upstream. In other words, when you say, I would like such and such, and then you say, and I'm looking forward to it coming, that would be all you would need to do. I'm asking for it. I'm expecting it. I'm looking forward to when it comes. I'm peaceful about it not being here yet. I'm willing to allow the process to bring it to me. All is well. But when you say, oh, I see it isn't here yet, I'd better ask again. Oh, I see it isn't here yet, I'd better ask again. Before you know it, you're pointed upstream. You're saying, where is it? Has someone forgotten me? Am I no longer worthy? Did I do something wrong? Did I miss something on the process? Do I need to do something better? Do I need to pray harder? Do I need to ask more specifically? And we say, you need to stop focusing on the absence of it. The only thing that keeps you from having everything that you want is that you have an attitude of its absence that is more dominant than an attitude of its presence. So when you really want something and you know it's going to come, here's a good way of looking at it. Imagine going to a movie that you've either seen before or someone told you that it has a happy ending. And even though in the middle it's not the way you want it to be, nobody's getting what they're wanting, and the movie in the middle is in a terrible place, when you know the outcome, then you can sit there in a calmer, more positively expectant attitude. And so what we want you to begin to try to feel is how your inner being feels about everything that you're asking for, because your inner being knows the end of the movie. And your inner being knows it turned out really, really good. And as you are feeling for how your inner being feels about it, then even though it hasn't turned out for you yet, now your attitude is downstream expectant rather than upstream doubtful. You see. Very good.
Good.
You'll hear much more as we're moving forward.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you,
Gabriel. Yes, indeed. Now.